work slow tonight. It's been hours since the other bartender left, and there isn't much left for you to do other than pour the occasional drink and pretend you're listening to the drunk at the bar tell you some story about his cheating ex-wife. You've heard it all before. Same story, different day. You've smiled, nodded, and said, "There are plenty more fish in the sea," so many times that you just run on autopilot these days. You're bored. As you wipe down the same glass yet again, you see a brunette in the back of the bar. Her hair is long with soft waves to it. Her top is low enough to give you a glimpse of what seemingly are nice, perky tits. Your eyes widen as you continue downward to her waist, her hips, and her nice, round ass. Her legs seem to go on for days. She looks over at you, and you give her that charming smile of yours. Except she doesn't return your affection. Instead, she rolls her eyes at you, and then leans over and continues fawning over some man that is barely acknowledging her. You know the type. Skinny jeans, chain on his wallet, a beanie, and the latest iPhone in front of his face. A total hipster. "Fucking douche," you mutter under your breath. When your eyes make their way back to the bar, you realize that the drunk who'd been chatting you up has staggered off and left you alone. You lean back against the counter and watch the brunette again. She looks bored now, and you chuckle a bit. Time passes, and you start thinking about another brunette. Me. You absent-mindedly compare me to the woman in the bar. Similar height, similar hair. My tits are bigger though. Full and round. My fair skin is soft and smooth. Well, you think it is. You haven't ever touched it. We haven't actually met yet. I'm the girl you met online. I complimented your picture. You did the same to my audios. We quickly became friendly. You looked around the bar again before taking out your phone. As you scroll through a few of the pictures I've posted, your pants begin to get tighter. The way I fill out my lingerie and the inviting nature my poses have. You leaning against the counter for some friction. One particular picture has me on my knees, mouth wide open. It has your mind wandering and heart racing. Suddenly, it's all you can think about. Your eyes close and you think about my lips and how badly you want to feel them wrapped around your cock. Hot, wet, and eager. All things a good mouth should be. You're imagining me licking and sucking you behind the bar, holding your hips and urging you to thrust a bit. I take you deeper inside and hold you there, letting my throat open up for you. I swallow against your cock, letting my muscles massage you from deep inside my mouth. It's getting harder and harder for you to keep still. I take your cock out and tell you that I want it. I need you to fuck my mouth. I pull you eagerly back in and let my tongue swirl around your tip and along the entire length of you as you slide yourself between my lips over and over again. I'm drinking you in, completely lost in the moment. When your hand comes down to play with my hair, I look up and wink at you. As good as it feels, and as much as you'd love to come in my mouth, you also want to hear moans escape from these lips. You've heard me come plenty of times, but only in my audios. They've made you come several times before. Each time you play, you hold out until that perfect moment, pretending you're the one fucking me to orgasm. But right now, you want those moments to be real, to be for you and only you. You want to be the reason my panties get wet. You want to be the one whose cock I come on. You pull away from my mouth and help me up while tucking your cock away. We rush to the back room between a couple storage shelves. I get pushed against the wall, our bodies pressed together as I bring your hands to my tits. They squeeze and lift my shirt while I frantically pull off my bra and lift my skirt. Your mouth closes around my nipple, sucking hard. The sand's shot straight to my aching pussy. I'm moaning for you, holding your head in place. My eyes flutter closed as I push your pants down slightly and free your cock from your boxes. It's wet, and as I wrap my hand around your shaft, I can feel it throbbing. Your fingers rub me through my panties and then pull them to the side when they just dip inside me. I move in such a way to take them deeper. You feel incredible. The sounds I'm making and the wetness on your hands show you just how badly I want you. My free hand pushing yours away from my pussy and then rubs the tip of your cock against me. I look you right in the eyes while I make you even wetter. Our mouths attack each other, tongues tangling together. My skin feels like every nerve ending is alive, like I'm set on fire. I can't take it anymore. I need you inside of me. I need you to stretch and fill me. My back arches against the wall, further pushing my body into yours. I ask you to fuck me. I'm pleading you, and you are more than happy to oblige. Your strong hands lift me up as my leg wrap around you. Your cock knows exactly where to go and slips in with ease. My pussy is needy. It aches and quivers around you. A moan leaves your lips as you feel this, and you begin to thrust mercilessly. Deep thrust after deep thrust. I'm dripping on you, moaning in your ear. The sound drives you crazy. It makes you feel wild. Your hips speed up a bit and my head leans back while my moaning gets louder and louder until that sweet release comes. I bring my lips to yours as I clench down tight on your cock. My pussy is urging you to come, trying to milk it out of you. The sound of my orgasm being muffled by your mouth brings you right to the edge. Your hands grab my ass, pulling me against you as you thrust deeper and faster. You're right there. You're right about to come when you hear someone ask you, for a double whiskey on the rocks. Your eyes focus and you look around confused. You're behind the bar and an expectant man is standing opposite you, waiting for his drink. You apologize and make it quickly, saying it's on the house. He walks away satisfied, and you run your hand down your face, sighing when you realize it was just a fantasy. You lean forward and check your messages on your phone to kill the last half hour of your shift. There's a message waiting in your inbox. It's from me. You open it quickly, and lo and behold, a new picture pops up. Your jaw drops open, and the hard-on you still have begins to throb again. A wicked grin spreads across your face as you put your phone back in your pocket. You know exactly what you're going to be doing when you get home.